2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Now it is that time of year again. The flags are out everywhere. The events are happening all over the country. And here with me to celebrate and give us our own pride guide.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. It's PWMC, poor Chris McCarthy.
Delighted to be here.
So
any
happy.
Any excuse.
Honestly, any
for
excuse.
For Yapley.
To be honest, I'm so incredibly happy that you are here because you were a brat in your life away last night.
I was brat last night. I was such a brat, but I was home early because I knew I had to be in here.
Oh, fair, at least one of us was.
Yeah, so it was very anti-brat actually, was it?
It's a bit anti-brat. It's complete opposite.
Yeah.
Totally. Did you wear a bra?
I legged it out of Malahide, hopped on a bus, and I said, get me home. I'm into Laura Fox in the morning.
Sure, you did the same thing after Primavera.
No, I left my voice up there. So I'm a little bit like today, but it's fine.
You're
it's
totally grand. Fine. You're kicking
things
off. I was on
the limpsets and the honeys in the car on the way over.
But you're like, also, you're fine.
Yeah, it's grand.
You've obviously been like celebrating, you know, massively.
Wouldn't
be like you.
For the last 30 years.
But we are going to go through a bit of a pride guide that you've put together.
Yes.
There is a extensive pride guide on RT Lifestyle if anybody would like to check that out. But Pork will keep you entertained for the next couple of minutes. It's great that events are happening.
Yes.
But why is it important that it is happening?
Well, I mean, this is the funny thing, right? It's not funny at all, really. But like the thing that we always get or we're always asked is, you know, you got marriage, you got the marriage equality, you got this, you got that, you've got everything that everyone else has. So like, why do we still have to celebrate Pride? Mm. And like, no matter how much the laws change or the legislation changes, there's still so many negative attitudes towards the community. Pride is about continuing that fight, and it's not just about getting the same rights as everybody else, it's about acceptance.
Yeah.
You know, and it's about being able to be equal to everybody else, to not have to live in fear, which many members of the community actually have to do. Unfortunately, like there's loads of studies done and the statistics are there. The homophobic attacks are like more common now than they were 10 years ago when we got marriage equality. It's just kind of gone a bit downhill for us, particularly around members of the trans community who are kind of find themselves in the middle of this storm in the media and on social media at the moment. So that's one of the reasons why we have to do it. Also, it's about visibility. So if I think back to when I was younger, there was no gay people on TV, really. There was one or two. Or I always think like, if there was someone on TV who was gay, the first thing someone would describe them as, you know, they're gay, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas now that has changed. So it's about being visible for younger members of the community who might be struggling to come to terms with their sexuality, like so many of us have done. And as well as that, it's also an opportunity to acknowledge, I suppose, the people who fought for these rights in the 80s, in the 90s, in the early noughties, when, you know, it was so taboo and have gone before us and were the trailblazers, and I suppose honour them and celebrate those people too. So there's loads of things and loads of reasons why we celebrate Pride. It's not just to throw a flag into someone's face, you know, that kind of
but
way.
That's also fun.
Which I love doing and I will be doing for the rest of the month.
It is incredibly mad though if you think about from when you were growing up and how the times have changed. But I know exactly what you're saying as well. That doesn't mean that you get to stop. It's like, no, you actually have to stay going because it's not totally equal footing.
No, absolutely. And I suppose it's very easy for us to like focus on the negatives. Mm. So looking at like, you know, that there are a rise in homophobic attacks, are the members of the trans community are being blasted out of it at the moment. But you do sometimes have to sit and look at how far we have come.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we always say. Pride is a protest, but it's also a celebration.
So let's talk about that celebration, right? Obviously, you're a proud Cork man.
Come here, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a Galway
girl.
First and foremost. Through and through. We are taking up residence in Dublin right now. But Pride is happening around the country.
This is it, right? So June is Pride Month around the whole world, right? And Dublin Pride always takes place in the last weekend of June. And there's celebrations all throughout the month. But it's very important to remember that besides that, there are pockets of people in rural communities and towns and villages across the whole country who celebrate Pride throughout the summer and throughout the year. And I think that's really important. And why that is because, first of all, people shouldn't feel like they have to travel to celebrate Pride. They should be able to do that from wherever they feel like they're at home, right? The pandemic then as well saw like loads of people moving home. So a lot of people were in London or in Dublin and they decided they were going to move home, whether to be safer or a house or to be closer to family. But people who did move from like these bigger cities back to rural towns and villages, they were used to having these queer dedicated spaces. They don't have those anymore.
Yeah.
So these are the people that are on the ground that are setting up these things, which is really important. As I said, it's important for representation, but also having these in rural towns and villages, celebrations, no matter big or small, they do change attitudes. So if you think about it, like I always think of like the first people who had civil partnerships before we even had marriage, right? They were going out and they were having weddings, and it was the first time that people were seeing like gay or lesbian people getting married, and they were saying, wait, these weddings are grey crack, they're just the same as everybody else, and they paved the way for everyone else. So having these little small gatherings or celebrations, it helps other people who have different attitudes to, I suppose, realise that they're inviting, they're inclusive, and they're just go crack.
Yeah.
Do you know, and that's what it's all about.
I think exactly that. You know, it's all gone well if people were, you know, in cities, and cities are notorious for doing huge, big events all the time. But bringing it home and bringing it to the people that are around you and opening up the floor to just be like, we're the exact same as you.
Absolutely.
Just and here for a good
and
time.
And nobody in this country will have to travel that far for a Pride event this year, because just I've got a list of them there, and I'll very quickly go
through
some of
them. Do you want to kick off? Why don't we start with Leinster? Because we can make our way around.
Yeah. So just looking at this, like obviously Dublin Pride is at the end of June. You've got the Wicklow Pride Parade is on the 5th of July. There's loads of different things happening there. Navan Pride is the 21st of June. And then if you move down through, even into July, you've got Limerick, you've got Kerry, you've got Belfast Pride. Like all of these different places around the country are going to be are holding Pride events. And then into August, just Galway Pride is there, Derry Pride, Fermanagh, Trans Pride, Northern Ireland, Leash Pride and Clare Pride. So there's loads, right? But I do have an event guide as well that I want to go through.
Amazing.
With you.
Let's do this.
Is that
this.
Okay?
Yeah, of course.
So, what I love about these as well is anyone can go to these. They're inclusive. They're a great way to meet new people, but also they're not focused on alcohol, because sometimes the only places that you can go, well, typically are in history, they were like queer bars.
Yeah.
So, and times have changed. So not everyone wants to go to a bar to meet new people. So let's look at Kildare, because this event is actually happening tonight. Right?
Okay.
So if you're in Kildare, the weather is lovely. They're doing the stand-up paddle boarding tonight at 6:30. So it's organised by the Midlands LGBT Project and Shannon SUP. So they'll bring you out in the water. You can wear your normal clothes, or they'll have wetsuits and they'll have life jackets there for you. You're just doing some paddle boarding. It's a bit of a social thing, but also you get to see some lovely sights around Kildare. Tickets are only €10. It is an over 18s event, but there are still some tickets available. I checked, and they're available from Eventbrite.
That's phenomenal.
So that's tonight. So I think that's great crack.
And also, sorry, exactly, like they got the weather for it.
They got the weather for it.
So it's a perfect
that's
event.
That's it. The gay gods were like, come on. I always think Mother Nature's a bit gay.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She knows, like, she knows when to make it pour.
Go on.
Wexford then, right? The 21st of June in Tiemara Spa, they're hosting a drag brunch.
Love.
Have you been to a drag brunch?
Yes. And actually, it's the only thing that I've requested for my hen. I don't want anything else. I was like,
fantastic.
You can keep your magic mics, you can do whatever. I just want to go to a drag brunch.
I've been to a few hens now in the past couple of months, and
of course
they've always
you have.
Had a drag queen. And I'm telling you, I haven't been to any stags, funny enough. But they're always absolutely brilliant. If you haven't been to a drag brunch, I don't care if you're gay or straight or whatever, you're going to have to get to one at some point, because they're so fun, right?
They are the crack.
They're great crack. Yeah. This is hosted by the iconic Tina D. Parton, and she'll be joined by Pandora Snatch and Scarlett McNugget, and they say expect bingo with a twist, cabaret, finger foods and drinks. So the perfect day out. And do you know what? Brunch as well. You're home and all by 5 o'clock.
Where is that? So sorry. Because
that's in Tiemara's Bar in Wexford.
Okay, fantastic.
Right? Dublin as well, on the 21st of June, Fibber McGee's on Parnell Street are hosting Alternative Pride.
Yeah.
So this is for like people, queers, goths, punks, rockers, anyone who might not feel like they fit a mould, right? So they call it Alternative Pride. Creatures of the Night is another thing that they're calling out for, right? Which I absolutely love. It's brilliant, right? They say it's going to be a night of DJs that play underground and alternative tunes, rock and roll, drag performances from drag artists from around the country. You know, you mightn't get Gaga there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But that's probably not what you're going for.
But that's not what you're going for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because there's something for everyone. They also have a DIY alternative market there as well. Right. And what I love about this event is that all the proceeds will go to Trans Harm Reduction Ireland, which is probably inundated with requests and stuff at the moment. So tickets are €12 for that, also from Eventbrite.
Okay, fantastic. What about Kerry? Because you briefly mentioned them earlier on. They're doing their own thing.
Yeah, well, Kerry always put a brilliant pride on. It's like Kingdom Pride, right? And it doesn't kick off for another month, but I did want to mention one of the events that they've got. It's sunset kayaking, similar to the paddle boarding, right? And it's not taking place until the 20th of July, right? But the tickets are available now, and they're extremely limited. So if you want to get to that, plan ahead, look at booking those tickets now because you don't want to be disappointed.
Sorry, I love how you say Lake. 20th of July, like that's a million miles away. That's only 3 weekends away.
Wait, I'm taking day by day. It's Pride Month.
Fair
I'm
enough.
Haggard.
Fair enough. Let's go to Galway.
Well, I couldn't come on.
I know. I would have just started out the door.
I didn't have to scramble though because Galway are also doing loads of stuff there, yeah. Right? So this event is organised by a mock LGBT Galway and it's on, they're doing it twice, right? It's on the 21st of June and the 12th of July.
Yeah.
And it's an afternoon of forest bathing held in Barna Woods.
Oh, wow.
Right? So it's a guided forest walk kind of a walk through nature, basically, okay. Right? And it's about like a deep connection to nature. They're saying it's a transformative walk, but like that, it's just getting out, being active, meeting new people, mm-hmm. members of the community, and it's a lovely opportunity to make new friends. Because you know yourself, like when you get older, it's difficult, yeah. Isn't it? You found your social groups, and you know even if you move to a new city and stuff like that, it's difficult to meet new people. So I always think these events are great, especially if you're out for a walk. Because you know, I love a yap when I'm walking.
I know you do.
You know me.
But also, you know, you prefaced this at the very beginning. It's great that they're not all just bar events and pubs and big.
But you can't make a meaning. You can, right? But you can't always make a meaningful connection in a club.
No.
You know what I mean? But if you're out for a walk, you know, it's a perfect opportunity to meet someone. You don't know who you're going to meet there. Go for a coffee afterwards, organise to go for a coffee another time. And you're expanding your circle, which is lovely.
Let's take us to the Banner County, Claire.
The Banner County. Yeah, I actually love this. This is a great idea. District Magazine is hosting a spoken word and live music event in Pot Duggins in Ennis-Simon, right?
Okay.
Now, spoken word event, you know me, I'd love that now.
Yeah.
Right? So it's called Pride in the West. It's taking place on the 25th of June. There's drinks, there's pizza. The lineup includes Brendan Egan and musical performances from Claire's Finest, they say, right? So it's a full night basically of spoken word, traditional music. There'll be loads of different things, something for everyone there. There'll be lovely food and stuff like that. Tickets for this are just short of €12 and proceeds for this are going to belong to.
Amazing.
Yeah, which is a youth organisation that supports members of the community, which is, and they do amazing work.
They do
I think every person who's in school will be familiar with Belong To because they do so much work in secondary schools around the country. So
we work with them an awful lot here in 2FM as well, and we hear from people who've used Belong To services and how much of an impact that they've made
it's
on
huge,
their life.
Yeah.
Let's finish off in Dublin, in the capital. If people just want to make a big night out of it and they're like, do you know what, I want a bit of a holiday, I want to go with my friends, I want to do whatever, what's happening?
Totally. And as I said, people shouldn't have to travel for Pride, but it is such a great event that people love coming up to Dublin for it. It's always a great time. This is the big one, I suppose. And Mother have been running events for Pride for over 15 years now, right? And it's grown. They actually put up a picture on their Instagram recently of this like tiny little DJ decks and a little flag, right?
Yeah.
Of their first Pride event. And now they've expanded so much. Every year it gets bigger and bigger. They take over Collins's Barracks, as I said, here in Dublin, and they get huge acts. But also they support local queer artists. You're going to get loads of drag artists and performers from around the country, queer performers from around the country coming in for this event. This year it's happening on the 28th of June, and the lineup includes Trixie Mattel, who people will know from RuPaul's Drag Race, one of the best known queens from there, Samantha Mumba, our very own, and as well the Blessed Madonna. So that is a great event, and I think tickets are very, very limited there, so if you want to go,
they will be, because Mother always put on such a great party. And poor Chris McCarthy, as always, thank you.
Pleasure,
so
babe. Thank you
so
happy
much
Pride.
For Pride Guide
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast,
sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.